Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our listeners. Visit freecovertknife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. freecovertknife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish up with these NSA callers. Sorry you didn't get a chance to talk to William Benny, but we ran out of time. And then we're going to get the callers back on. Open the phones back up who wanted to talk about to impeach or not to impeach. You just heard William Benning, who headed up one of the four divisions of the NSA. He was technically number four in the NSA, saying we have the intelligence agencies running and controlling the government. And those intelligence agencies are all run by Skull and Bones, Harvard, Yale, Oxford, Princeton, systems, and their globalist eugenicists. And I'm going to explain this to everybody again. My father was top of his class, and then they tested 150 or something, I forget, Texans, and then he was in the top six or so when he was in high school, and he was brought into UT, and they brought him in and basically said, this is a secret eugenics program. You're going to be part of the ruling class, whole nine yards. And my dad never even really told me that till I was making Endgame. And my mother was watching it at the office and said, I don't believe this. And then suddenly my dad just spilt his guts because he was never part of it. Growing up, we had all the Brzezinski books and everything around the house. I just knew all this by osmosis. He would tell me how the world really ran. But it's not that my dad, out of, you know, 200 million people back in 1965, was you know Superman or something. It was they were scooping everybody up. And I've had experts from Congress, you name it, from the Frank Church Committee on to break this down. Since the 30s, they've been scooping up, mainly British intelligence, all of the smartest people, all of the people they can get a hold of, and putting them in British front groups. And I want to be clear. I am Welsh. I probably have more English blood in me than, you know, any of the other Heinz 57 I am. You know, ton of German, Alsatian, French, Scotch, Irish, Native American. I mean, it's in there. But so I'm not bashing the British people. It's the model developed by British intelligence. And they set up the first NSA. The Nazis were so naive, they didn't think the British could listen to every phone call. They were listening to every phone call of the Nazis and were able to roll them all up and beat them very quickly. People go, well, see, spying's good. British intelligence put Hitler in charge. See, that's declassified. They didn't run Hitler. They funded him. David Rockefeller's granddad, John D. Rockefeller, funded Hitler. I mean, that's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books. So, I mean, think of the evil. To create Hitler so you can set up a police state to counter him to sell free people on being slaves. Create Al-Qaeda, protect them, let them attack you so you can set up a police state. See, it's the same deal. And I know it's simple for our listeners to understand. The general public still goes, why would Obama want to shut down power plants and increase the prices? I mean, he wants money. No. They control the printing of the money. They want to only let General Electric and two other companies have power plants. That makes them more money. But it's about consolidating power. It's about control, control, control over free will. And if you control the energy from like a children's TV show from the 80s, I will get the Energon cubes, Megatron. What do the Decepticons want? They want energy. They want control of the energy. What's the number one of you in an equation for human life you need, or plant life, or any life? Energy. Energy. And that's why I keep going back to this power plants being shut off or the borders being wide open. They want to destroy our free will and our capacity to live. We're going to come back and take your phone calls from Wes George, Jared, Mike, Fred, and many others. 800-259-9231 when you get a chance to call in. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business,
That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There is no doubt that we have a high-tech tyranny run by illegitimate foreign banks that has converted local and state police, especially into federal arms of that globalist conspiracy against free humanity. And Eisenhower warned us of that, and we are now sitting face-to-face with it. And it's not staying stagnant. It is growing exponentially, and it will destroy the way of life, the prosperity, and the freedom of basically everyone in this nation. Even if you play along that you're part of the system, you're not. William Binney, number four at the National Security Agency, there over 30 years, known as one of the greatest living cryptographers and code breakers out there, who fought the Stasi, the NKVD, and the KGB for 30 years, plus says the whole thing's turned in for industrial espionage and the takeover of America, and that the intelligence agencies run the government and have corrupted the whole government and are blackmailing the whole government. And he witnessed it and quit, but he can't tell us because of, quote, national security laws what he knows. He'd have to run to another country. And he sure ain't going to run to Russia. They don't like him. And that's why I was at Barton Springs last fall on a warm, sunny day while my children were in front of me swimming. And I was listening to three men and three women. They all look like they're about 30 years old, 32, 33. They were all leaving being police officers locally. They didn't even say Austin. They were just cops. Back and finished college and were all going to work at the NSA in San Antonio. They built a giant center there in the last few years and one in Utah. And they were arrogantly laying around in the sun like they had announced they just won the Indy 500. And that they were, you know, Senna or something, that they just won Formula One World Championship. They were Mario Andretti. I've done some pretty amazing, famous things, and I don't lay around in the sun going, I'm not going to be a cop anymore. I'm going to go work at the NSA. Yeah, I just got accepted and said, honey, oh, great. I bet you see a lot of... And they were bragging about spying on people. And my kids are swimming, and I went over, and I said, get your stuff, get out in a few minutes, we're going to go. And I said, meet me over there on the other side, I'm going to have your stuff. So I don't want them to be there when I did this. And I walked over very politely, but very seriously, and I said, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You watch all these Hollywood movies where spies are all glorified and everything, and you know, you think you're real super sexy, and their wives were all cops going to work for the data mining as well. They were all just bragging. The women all had their nails, and they were all, you know, shaking their butts. I mean, they were just getting off on it, like it was a status thing. And I looked at them all, and I said, this country's going to fall. This stuff's being put in to bring the nation down. The pension funds, everything are going to be taken. It's already being done in other countries. And I said, when it's all said and done, people like you, even if you don't get brought to justice, are going to know you ruined this country and you aided and abetted its destruction. And they look scared, and they should be. Not scared of me, because I'm there telling them that the judgment's coming. Made me want to vomit. It was a friend playing, Weldon was playing at the Driscoll, old Cattleman Hotel downtown a few months ago, and he invited me down there. He and his wife did. So I went down there after work one night. I was working late. He was playing at 8 o'clock down there. I went over there to hear some of the country music, and sitting next to us was a table, a lounge table, and I just looked at these people, and I went, oh, man, those are a bunch of private contractors or data miners. The haircuts, the way they were acting, you just learn what people look like and how they act. We were having a problem with a guy the other day, and I said, that guy's probably like 5'6" tier combat vet, on drugs, out of his mind, don't mess with him. My buddy's like, how do you know that? He later checked and found out that was the case. He's like, how did you know that? Well, I just look at the guy. Okay, I've been doing this a while. I went and saw Two Guns with Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg a few months ago by myself. And the theater probably only had 20 people in it. And I could look and tell it was all Marines and DEA people and CIA people all in there to root for these movies that are made about them, mainlining that the CIA brings in the drugs and launders the money, and that there's good divisions of the Marines fighting them, and the Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi where they're shipping the drugs in, which they really do. I'm not going to get into how I know that. And when I walked out of the movie, I went, so you guys are Marines, right? And they go, yeah, how do you know? And I walk out, people are going to the bathroom, and I go, you guys are Army, aren't you? They go, how do you know that? And I just know Marines from Army. I know FBI from DEA. It's so brainwashed, folks. I can look at them and tell. And I'm just sitting there for like 30 minutes sunbathing while my kids are swimming, just listening to these cops brag about how they're graduating up to the NSA, and their wives were so excited, and oh, they're going to college to do it too. And I just wanted to throw up. I mean, these people are robbing me. They are spying on me illegally. They are using it to overthrow the Congress. They're going to have gun confiscation, the FEMA camps, and these cops aren't even bad people. But they're still enemies. They're still illegal criminals. And I got to be honest with you. You know, I physically felt very aggressive towards them. And I didn't bow up and stuff when I was talking to them, but when I'm much more focused in person, and people, when I really get a hold of them, I mean, I looked them right in the eyes. At first, they started to laugh about it, and I was just like, you know it's evil, you know it's wrong, and you need to repent, basically. I mean, it isn't Jack Ryan shadow recruit, okay? That isn't what's going on here. Where it's the CIA is these Boy Scouts that, oh, they go out and they're so nice to everyone. Oh, they have whole divisions of Boy Scouts that do the white hat work. And then the guys with the black hats sit around in the office next to them laughing at you all day long. It's like when I had Frank Serpico on. I said, what percentage of the people in the NYPD narcotics division were dealing drugs and skimming off the hooker money and everything else? He said 100%. They shot him in the face, folks, and tried to kill him because he didn't want to be part of narcotics and prostitution. That was in the 60s. Again, I can't believe my job. I get to talk to Frank Serpico. I get to talk to William Benny, who's familiar with our work and follows it. I mean, what a responsibility. And I'm not tooting our horn. I'm saying you, the listeners, us together, we're part of something epic. Our AM and FM affiliates are so wonderful to be carrying this pro-liberty, pro-America information. This is the type of stuff in the 50s we used to beam into the Soviet Union, back when our government wasn't pure evil. Back when Eisenhower warned of the paramilitary military-industrial complex takeover that, in the full speech, he warns, run by a technological elite. Listen to the whole 22-minute speech. It's online with film footage. Eisenhower was completely freaked out because they just come to him with a plan for a dictatorship and nuclear war with the Soviets, with Curtis LeMay and others, and L.L. Lebnitzer, and a plan to blow up shopping malls and shoot people in movie theaters for gun confiscation. And you know what Eisenhower did is he fired a bunch of them. Because he had a conscience, not that he was perfect. We'll be right back with your phone calls, I promise. Stay with us.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
The national debt is $15 trillion. Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237 extension 148 to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237 extension 148. 800-686-2237 extension 148.
We're back live, going right to your phone calls. You just joined us last hour. That is a news-making, important interview. William Binney, former head of an entire division of the National Security Agency, the top whistleblower in probably U.S. intelligence history, highest ranking, quietly quit in 2001 in October when they said, we're going to now switch all this on and spy on everything in real time. He said, that's it, I'm out of here. Went and testified to Congress for years, quietly, nothing was done. He said, look, the intelligence agencies run the government through blackmail. That's all I can tell you. And it's totally illegal, and it's a Soviet model. Well, I've reverse engineered the whole thing. Right down to the uniforms, it's a Soviet model. That's what we're facing. And they built the FEMA camps, which are now declassified as well. Again, they have lawyers that go, we looked for things called FEMA camps. They don't exist. There are Emergency Centers Establishment Act buildings, and there are civilian inmate labor camp program, and there is the garden plot and cable splicer and Rex 84 and the civil emergency internment plan, but we couldn't find any FEMA camp. It's like they go, there's no chemtrails. There is the high-altitude geoengineering global weather mod program run by the Department of Energy that's classified. But you didn't say the name right, Sonny. There is U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, that says it's illegal to secretly test chemical, biological, or radiological on the public without their consent unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes. They got a law passed saying they can kill you and your family. I say their law is a piece of garbage and is an indictment of their criminal activity. Just because a serial killer writes himself a note that says he can grab little kids out of the backyard and go kill them doesn't mean it's okay. Just because Al-Qaeda says their God says kill every Christian they find in their new magazine ISIS puts out that I was reading yesterday online doesn't mean it makes it okay, because they say they got a note from God. There's a reason this stuff's illegal. Every two-bit dictatorship says they spy on people for their safety, but it's always used for domination and control. And all of those police officers about to become NSA minions, we're all aiding and abetting criminal activity. And just because they're slack-jawed and arrogant and dumb doesn't mean it's okay. Let's talk to Wes in Indiana. You're on the air, Wes. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for having me on today. Basically, what I want to say is I know I either heard from you or read somewhere that Mr. Benny was one of the primary programmers who had coded all these algorithms that the NSA is either now using or may not be using to this day. I'm wondering, is there any way to circumvent these algorithms in order to effectively collaborate with other activists without fear of being eavesdropped on?
Go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Basically, I had heard either from you or read about Mr. Benny that he had programmed some of these algorithms that the NSA uses to eavesdrop on American citizens.
Yes.
And citizens abroad. I was wondering if there was any way to circumvent these algorithms that have been
created.
Well,
he's not allowed to tell you that, but he was saying some of the systems that are better. He is one of the top. He's a guy's a genius. Probably has like a 200 IQ. By the way, I don't usually ignore callers. They were popping in my ear. Jesse Ventura is scheduled to be on next Thursday. I want to get him on now, like tomorrow. So call Tyrell. He's the best way. I got his home number. I got his wife's cell phone, but I'm not going to call those. Just call Tyrell and say, hey, call in the favor. I'm sure Jesse will be on TV tonight, but I want to get him on here tomorrow ASAP. Call Tyrell for me right now. Okay, because they say they'll do me favors for me. I've done a lot for them. I want to get Jesse on ASAP. AP reports they've just awarded $1.8 million in Jesse Ventura's defamation suit. There it is. Verdict reaching Ventura defamation suit. St. Paul, Minnesota, the attorney for American sniper author Chris Kyle's estate announced today a verdict has been reached in Jesse Ventura's defamation lawsuit. I will preface this, and it goes on again. Where's the part? The guys were just telling me in my ear about the $1.8 million. I want to get the AP one because that's one put out basically by their lawyer. But I'll read it during the break and come back and give you more details. On Monday, the jury deliberating the Jesse Ventura defamation lawsuit informed Judge Richard Call that they were deadlocked and didn't expect that it would change. He told them in a firm but friendly gathering to go back in and give it one more shot. And when we come back, I'll give you the verdict. They were telling me that in my ear. We'll double-check that coming up right now. There it is. Headline, Houston Chronicle, jury awards Ventura, $1.8 million in defamation case. And I guess this is just breaking. They're telling me that, but maybe it's been out longer. It just broke. We'll be right back with your phone calls. And stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
And answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, sorry to that last caller. While he was asking a really important question, I was learning about Jesse Ventura. I just called Ventura's people, and they said he's on a two-day golf trip and has told them he refuses to do any interviews, regardless if the jury came back. He's obsessed with golf and surfing. But that they said they would call him for me and see if he can come on tomorrow. I'm sure he will. He was scheduled actually next Wednesday. But, you know, I'm sad for the wife of Chris Kyle, but I'm also glad for Jesse Ventura. Because Jesse Ventura did not ever say he was glad that Navy SEALs died and he was not knocked out. He was there for a commencement speech on record at a bar owned by one of the most famous Navy SEAL trainers. and he has them all as witnesses that no confrontation happened, nothing went on. And Chris Kyle was clearly hired in a black op disinformation campaign, for best I know, to lie and defame Jesse Ventura so he can't run for president down the road, regardless of what you think about him. And to try to throw him out of the Navy SEAL underwater demolition team society, that's been going on. And Ventura has talked to the family, talked to all of them. He told them, look, you retract it, I won't sue you. But I've never met you. You better stop it. Imagine if someone said that you were glad Navy SEALs were dead and that they deserved to die and that you'd been knocked out for saying it and none of it happened. This is how you defame people. And I was the one that told Jesse Ventura when he was in Mexico. I'm the one that got a hold of him. They waited till he drove right over the Mexican border in his RV in the Baja, knowing it took 2 days. When he crossed the Mexican border, they announced it. And again, it's bigger than Jesse Ventura. It's the anatomy of a psychological operation. With News Corp publishing the book, putting it out, Bill O'Reilly, all of them, about the coward Ventura wanted SEALs to die, and he got knocked out for saying it, and the hero Chris Kyle did it. It just wasn't true. And then what happened to Chris Kyle when Ventura started winning his case? I'm not even allowed to say how much Ventura, last time I talked to him off air, had already spent. But it's an unbelievable amount of money. Let's just say this. He's not going to probably basically get any money from the $1.8 million settlement. The media spun it and lied and said, how dare Jesse Ventura want to ruin a widow? There's an insurance policy with News Corp. She will not pay a dollar to Jesse Ventura. But hiding behind a woman, the people that pulled this shenanigan off and told Chris Kyle to do this need to know that they have now been exposed and defeated. And if they try to appeal it, I have no doubt that they're going to lose, because you can't have a public figure come out and say that someone said, I love it, the Navy SEALs are dead, and then that you knock them out, designed to defame in the military community, try to kick him out of his societies, kick him out of his culture. This is like saying Martin Luther King was a secret Ku Klux Klan member and claiming you saw Martin Luther King in a Ku Klux Klan outfit and you're a credible peer. It'd be like if Martin Luther King's brother came out and said he saw him in a Ku Klux Klan outfit. I mean, it just, Martin Luther King would have to sue him. It's just a fraud. It's a lie. And I told Opie and Anthony at the time, they called me that next day after Ventura had been on my show a Sunday, right after I told him on that Sunday, he came on my show and discussed it. We ought to, for the nightly news tonight, go get that Sunday radio interview when Ventura was on Skype with us. And when he was saying it's totally untrue and he's going to get his name back. If you could have only heard Jesse Ventura when I told him and his wife on Skype, it was crystal clear audio. I'm not even going to repeat what Jesse did when I told him. And again, you can say what you want about Ventura. He's a real guy. That's why I respect him. That's why they always say he's not real and he's a fake, because all he is like a good old boy from Minnesota. And again, the reason this case is important to me is justice. They can come out and say something horrible about me, folks. They could set me up in 100 different ways. And I need people to come to my aid when that happens, okay? They could try to shut up Matt Drudge or Joseph Farah or Ron Paul or Rand Paul. You know, they had 3 different cases. I should do a whole report on this. It's so important. When Rand Paul beat the Republican blue blood in his Kentucky Senate primary campaign, And then Mitch McConnell switched from trying to defeat him, the other senator, with money to, you know, working with him. Because Rand said, I'm going to expose you as not going for another conservative candidate if you don't knock this off. And then they sent out Democrats dressed up in literal hayseed outfits, overalls, to say, I don't like Mexicans and N-words, and hold up signs. And the national news ran with it. And I said to the listeners, I said, you got to go use a Google image search on this guy. I bet money it's a Democratic operative, and it turned out in every case they were. They should have all been sued. I used to go out for land rights rallies and segment rallies. They'd have Klan guys show up that were clearly Jewish. I mean, you know, classic Jewish features, and I'd say, you're from the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. They'd get mad and run off. Like, we've got those videos somewhere. Guys that look like rabbis or something in Klan outfits. I mean, this is what the left does, ladies and gentlemen. And, again, the left-right paradigm is false when you get outside of it, but within it, it's a real issue. And the sky's the limit. I mean, they could have somebody that looks like me go paint swastikas on a black church or something. I didn't do it. Rand Paul didn't do it. If they pull me over and plant drugs on me, I don't use drugs, folks. I have an extremely clean lifestyle other than drinking some occasionally and tobacco products, which I haven't done in 5 years. And I eat too much sometimes. And the reason I'm going off on this jag here before I go to your calls is because this affects me. I live under this. I mean, I've been out there, and I knew it was a hit piece within 30 minutes because I was already getting calls. It was already on national TV. I'm at the DNC covering Obama. They've got anarchists on me who are hitting me in the back and stuff when no cameras are around, trying to get me to beat them up, with cops waiting to arrest me across the street at the Denver Mint, the Federal Reserve Mint, and these people that later left with Michelle Malkin would get behind me and scream, kill Michelle Malkin. And then it was on national radio, USA Today the next day, Extra that night, CNN within an hour, the end of Alex Jones's career. He went up to a little lady and said to the crowd, let's kill her. What a coward. And they had talking points on national radio shows. I'm not going to say the name. And the Dallas Morning News. I made a bunch of newspapers retract and TV retract. The Dallas Morning News writer, who also hosts Rush Limbaugh's show sometimes, he told me in emails, he said, I never retracted nothing. And I graciously didn't sue him. I could have gotten a defamation. I could have won a lawsuit. But, you know, I had to move on. And it wasn't as defaming as the Ventura thing because it wasn't publicized as much. But they got photos with AP of me yelling at her when she was saying I was a liar because the Marines were throwing puppies off cliffs. And she said online that I was a liar. It was a robot dog. And I said, you know what? That was a real dog, and I don't appreciate you saying I'm a liar. And everybody was yelling at me, so I was yelling back at her. And so they had people stand behind me who later left with her saying that I said kill her. I produced the video, stayed up, got it online, and forced retractions. Again, these are the operations they run against us, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, for God's sakes, they've been trying to break my family up. I've been married 12 years. They've been trying to break that up all along with all sorts of behind-the-scenes operations. So I just want the public to know, man, bad guys run the government, okay? I've been there. Dan Bongino, perfect record, Secret Service, ran foreign operations, very senior, rising star, handsome, smart guy, former New York police officer. I mean, they're breaking in his house. They're harassing his kids. They're doing all sorts. He doesn't want to mention it on air and give them the attention. He just said, I got a gun, and I'm ready to break people's necks on the air. He just said, let me catch who's doing it. And I don't even want to talk about the stuff I've gone through because I'm not trying to scare you folks, but people need to understand how real this is. There are good people at the mid and low levels. Most of them are good. But the globalists on top are trying to convince all the underlings and mid-level to go along with the lies and be part of dirty tricks, and you'll get hung out to dry. My gut tells me that that so-called PTSD Marine that killed Chris Kyle out at that luxury facility, you think anybody buys that? If I'm ever at a shooting range and they claim some PTSD person shoots me in the head, don't believe it. Chris Kyle had outlived his usefulness, and I give my condolences to his wife who's being manipulated and others. And I tell her, I'm sorry that your husband was basically executed to cover up the black op on Ventura. But this black op on Ventura, if it ever all comes out, is the type of thing that could bring down the system. Certain type things can capture the imagination of people. And I saw how they executed the whole Ventura operation. They're scared of him. That's why he needs to run for president. Not that he's even right on several issues. He's real, though, and that's why they don't like him. And he's just sick of it. He's not a narcissist. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore. He said, I'm just riding off in the sunset, Alex. But he shouldn't ride off in the sunset because that's why they did the Chris Kyle thing. Let's go to your phone calls. I'll shut up now. George in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yeah, I agree with everything you say. Two quick points. Who is responsible for vetting a new president? What's his title? What's his name?
Who is responsible for vetting a new president? They vet them when they're congressmen or senators or governors, and they know where the bodies are buried. They know their M.O., and then the establishment picks who they want to get behind.
Well, it's incredible to me that somebody greased the bar stool for this guy to slide right into the White House, no problem.
Well, that shows the corruption of the entire establishment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sick to my heart. Fought for this country, U.S. Army. Sick to my heart over this whole thing.
I hear you, brother. What war were you in?
Korea.
How old are you?
I'm 82.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling. Before you go, brother, this is the way corruption works. People just get used to putting up with more and more and more until the civilization collapses. And that's why I say this elite is out of their mind. Even if we had an evil elite before, they weren't destructive of their own system. And the people running things now are deviant. They hate America so much that they really want to wreck it. And that's why I want to warn people in the establishment, even if you're not good guys and you're sociopaths, you should want to be against this because it will destabilize things. There's not a lot of room at the top in this system. This is not a good thing we're going into, even from an evil perspective. So if you're not totally turned over to evil, you just have gone along with it for your own mercenary reasons. You should not want to be for this, folks. Because it's really bad. There's no bottom to this thing. It's as evil as it gets. Nobody should want to sign on to this. I just got chills. Thank you, George. God bless you, brother. Yeah, I had my grandmother's brother, William Pope, was a senior at the Dallas Federal Reserve, senior level manager. From the time he got out of the Navy and did intelligence work and stuff after World War II, and he would listen to my show in Dallas. He died about 7 years ago. Uncle Billy. And he would say, a lot of what you're saying is true, but a lot of it isn't. By the end, he was all there when he died. He had a total IQ when he died. And he was just as smart as he was when I was a little kid. He was like, no, it's all true. You're right. I looked into it. I can't believe it. I mean, there are good people throughout the system. It's just they're so close to it. They're good people, so they rationalize what's going on. Let's go ahead, and I have a lot of other family as well, that Uncle Leonard just died a couple years ago, and he was in Korea. And he ran some of the biggest oil refineries in Houston. He was a very successful engineer. And he was a high-level Mason as well. And he didn't believe a lot of this stuff till near the time he died. And he was all there when he died. And he was like, no, you're right about all this stuff. I mean, it's just incredible. Fred Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I got two things I want to talk about. I want to talk about the...
Good, just turn your radio off.
With it, beer. Okay. Talk about the impeachment of Obama.
Yes, were you for it or against it?
Number one, I found his impeachment articles on the Internet.
Thank you, George. God bless you.
He's,
brother, you didn't turn your radio off.
I had a...
Oh, I'm sorry.
...mother's brother.
I want to hear you, but you're interrupting yourself. Go ahead.
He's being charged with three things. Or he's going to be charged, hopefully, if he gets charged.
That's a good article to write. Mock articles of impeachment against Obama and why I think he should be impeached. We need to get on that article and get that written. That's very well said. I mean, I'm sure other people have done it. That's what you're alluding to, but that's a good idea.
Identity theft is Article 1. It has 10 sub-items to it.
Brother, I got to let you go because the radio's on. I appreciate you, but it's hard to understand. We don't need to go with the identity theft, even though they've run his Social Security number and it shows it as a fake. That's true. We don't even know exactly who he is, okay? But you can't prove that cut and dry. You can prove cut and dry he ran Fast and Furious. You can prove cut and dry he ordered to stand down in Benghazi. You can prove cut and dry he's ordered the border to stand down. We have the witnesses. You can prove cut and dry he gave billions to energy companies that did nothing with it. You can prove cut and dry he put our military under NATO command. You can prove cut and dry he became the head of the UN Security Council, violation of Article 1, Section 9. You can prove about 50 other things. So, we got to impeach him. Even if it turns him into a martyr with the turds, you know, that run the Democratic Party. Doesn't matter.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Thank you.
into overdrive so we can finish talking to Mike. Jared, this is the order I'm going to go to you. Phil, Crystal, and Marcus. Again, Jesse Ventura wins $1.8 million in the defamation lawsuit against Chris Kyle, who wrote a book lying about Jesse Ventura. So there's justice right there. I tell you, you mess with the wrong guy, man. People like talk shows make jokes. Oh, yeah, he's going to sue people, Alex. Sure he is. And I'm just like, wow. You better watch out lest you get put on the list. I mean, Jesse Ventura is old-fashioned, folks. He does what he says he's going to do. And I've not sued people except a couple times when they mess with my sister and family. I've done a few defamations and won. They settle out of court. But I don't like just stomping on people just for no reason, just because they're scum, unless it's such a big issue you've got to get your name back. And that's what I always tell people that are defaming me or lying about me or trying to shut down my operation. I go, listen, your biggest problem will be if you're ever successful, because you ever wound me, you ever hurt me, then I'm going to come after you, and then I'm going to win. But the world's full of these people that think they're invincible and think they've got the moral high ground to make stuff up about you, and they don't. We're going to go to your phone calls. Just briefly, ladies and gentlemen, you guys bring me that glass of water in. Thanks a lot. I ran out of water. I have forgotten to take my Super Mel Vitality today from InfoWarsLife.com, and I've forgotten to take my Survival Shield X2 today. I'd usually take it three times a day, and I like to mix it with water, and I take a couple squirts of Super Mel Vitality. It's got the organic concentrated cold-pressed herbs and other key compounds just to invigorate everything from libido to energy and, you know, get you in shape. And then I stir it up, and I put some of the mystery liquid in that isn't out yet. I need a spoon to stir this up. And then I drink it, and it's been life-changing. I'm still an ugly creature, but I tell you, I've lost a lot of weight. I feel great. And it's just amazing that other product companies just won't pay the money to put out something really nice. They'll spend $2 on the bottle and the contents.
Bringing you a spoon there.
And then they will sell it for $30. We'll spend $16 to $18 and sell it for $30. Or we'll spend $25 and sell it for $60. And with some markup, it's how we fund our operation. So thank you. But we're coming out with a product tomorrow that costs $12,000 a kilo. Just one of the ingredients. It is the most fancy nutraceutical, proven, patented, anyone's ever put out that we know of. It's like an over-the-top. It's like Dodge is coming out with a Hellcat that's 707 horsepower and will smoke Lamborghinis or Ferraris off the lot. We're putting the Hellcat of supplements out tomorrow. A comparable supplement would cost $600 per bottle. This absolutely will change the industry. Oh, we're going to sell it for $135. Because it costs 50-something bucks a bottle. And then with marketing and the rest of it, $75 a bottle, $80 a bottle, and something comparable that isn't even as strong of the same patented U.S.-grade stuff, $600 to $1,000. InfoWarsLife.com. We got products for $19.95, like Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, close to selling out. And we've got stuff up to Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. We've got the Nascent X2 for $29.95. All of it supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And the best part is it funds the front lines of the InfoWar.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.